Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatonian Congregation. I was out at the 12th Hour. In the Evergreen Texas, today is December the 7th, 24, or the 7th day of Sebeth, 28. We're going to start our first service today with a song, with the sermon, taken from track number 8 by the Vicky Hall of Mount Zion at the 11th Hour. The name of our sermon today is The Kingdom of Peace. And we're on page 28 of this track, Vicky Hall of track 8. It says, this sermon is Kingdom of Peace. That heaven like the safety and peace shall infuse the kingdom at the time that the Yahweh shall use it as his battle axe with which to smite the nation is evidenced by the following scriptures. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the chaff and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11:6-9. When this state of the knowledge and peace prevails in the kingdom, then in that day there shall be a root of the Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, and it shall the Gentiles seek. Consequently, it is in the probationary time, and in that day the Yahweh shall set his hand again a second time for the recovering of the remnant of his people. Isaiah 11:10-11. And in that day, says the Yahweh, through his prophet Hosea, in the reiteration of his covenant of peace, will I make a covenant for them with the beast of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. Hosea 2:18. For a detailed treatment of the Hosea chapters 1 and 2, read our tract number 4. The latest news for Mother. As in the Noah's Ark, the type, so in the antitypical Ark, the kingdom, nothing shall hurt or destroy the lion, the wolf, the lamb, the leopard, the calf, and the fatling shall lie peaceably together and like the ox. All shall feed on the straw. Thus now, as in the Noah's time, Yahweh shall preserve a remnant of man and beast out of his whole creation, instead of exterminating every living thing and then creating them all over again. Now I'm going to read that again, what I just read. As in the Noah's Ark, the type, so in the antitypical Ark, the kingdom. Now that's what we have here today. So this antitypical Ark, the kingdom, it was set up by Verlis W. Johnson in 1970. When he announced the end of the and typical 120 years of Moses, of Noah in our time, starting in 1850 with Ellen G. White, The Birth of Testimony. 120 years was up to 1970, and that was the end of the 120 years in the other type of Noah. And that was when the kingdom was set up by Brother W. Johnson, because he was the inheritor of the birthright as the firstborn of Isaac in 1970. I joined him in 1970, but I was the secondborn of that generation. And so Brother Johnson was in charge. And he proved that by Yahweh giving him a creation calendar, restored the ordained system of true worship. He restored the whole thing. And I always wondered why was that given to Brother Johnson, because he just didn't seem to be qualified to do all that stuff. But nevertheless, Yahweh gave it to him and taught him how to do it. So he put us back on true time, true worship. Wrote a song with his creation calendar, and then he published the ordained system of true worship, and he restored the daily, the 9 o'clock and the 3 o'clock, every day, and the ordained system of true worship. So that showed right there that that's the same thing that's going to be in the kingdom when this kingdom of heaven is set up here on earth these last days. That's exactly the system they're going to be operating on. That creation calendar that Roland Johnson was given light on in 1970 to put Yahweh's people back on true time, and said they were being on true time from here on throughout eternity. So 1970 began that. Okay. So it says, nothing shall hurt or destroy the lion, the wolf, the lamb, the leopard, the calf, and the fatling shall live peaceably together, and like the ox, all shall feed on the straw. Thus now as in the Noah's time, Elohim shall preserve a remnant of man and beast out of his whole creation. Okay. And they're going to be in the kingdom. But the world hasn't come to an end yet. So why is he going to preserve these animals here in these last days for? If he's going to destroy all the wicked and take the righteous to heaven, why is he going to save a remnant of these animals in these last days? What's he saving them for? Because he's going to destroy all the wicked outside of the borders of the kingdom. He's going to bring all the righteous into the kingdom, and then he's going to go to work destroying all the wicked outside of the kingdom and everything else. Now, folks, we got some things to learn here that we haven't ever anticipated before. Because these animals that he's going to save, they're going wherever the kingdom is set up at, where there are only righteous people in it, then that's where these animals are going to be saved at. So this is quite interesting. Okay, let's continue on. Recognizing this fact, the Apostle Paul said, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of the Yahweh. For the creature was made subject unto vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of the Yahweh." For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to witness the redemption of our body. Romans 8:19-23. Let me read this over again. It says, and it shall be said in that day, the day in which the Yeshua wipes away the tears from off the face of all his people, lo, this is our Yeshua, the Son of Yahweh. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Yeshua, the Son of Yahweh. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of Yeshua rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as the straw is trodden down for the dunghill. Isaiah 25:7-10. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 33:24. Bless the Yeshua, O my soul, exalt the David, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Yeshua, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from the destruction, who crowneth thee with the loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with the good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalms 103:1-5. For the further study of the subject of the continuation of the life, see our tract number 5, Final Warning, page 63-65. And I will strengthen the house of the Judah. That's the lawgiver, that's the house of David, and typical David. And I will save the house of Joseph. That's the 10 tribes. Ephraim, is Joseph's son, is in charge of them. And I will bring them again to place them. So he's going to bring Joseph's 10 tribe, and he's going to bring Judah, the 2 tribes. They're going to be joined together. For I will have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast him off, for I am the Yahweh, their Yahweh, and will hear them. Actually, this is Yahshua talking here. For I am the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, and will hear them, because they are my people that I have redeemed by my blood, And they of the Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their hearts shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Yeshua. For I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them by my blood. And they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people. And they shall remember me in the far countries. And they shall live with their children and turn away. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt. And gather them out of Assyria. I will bring them into the land of Gilead, and Lebanon, and place, and a place shall be found for them, and he shall pass through the sea with the affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of the Assyrian shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. So in other words, the rod of Egypt, which is a scepter, it represents the lawgiver. And Egypt was never in charge as a lawgiver. And I will strengthen them in the Yahshua, they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Yahshua. Let's do it again. And I will strengthen them in the Yahweh the Father, and they shall walk up and down in his name, Yahweh, saith. Okay, let's do that again. And I will strengthen them in the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, and they shall walk up and down in his name, Yahshua, saith Yahweh the Father. Zechariah 10:6-12. For the unfailing assurance that ours is the supreme privilege for the letting the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, reign over us. For the centuries, Yahshua's followers have prayed, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Now that the time has come for the prayer to be fulfilled, let us live out our prayers, lest any of us be found among the unfaithful class with whom the Yahshua concludes the following parable. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him. That was, they sent a message after Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, unto whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. So it says, then came the first saying, Yahweh, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Yahshua, thy pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise unto him, he be thou also over 5 cities. And the other came saying, Yahshua, behold, here is thy pound which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it unto him that hath the 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Yeshua, for he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, now this is a Yeshua talking to the Son, bring hither and slay them before me, Luke 19:12-27. For the certain nobleman in this parable is the Yeshua himself, who soon after his resurrection departed into the heaven of heavens, into the far country, to be crowned king of the kings and kings of kings, or lords of lords, his 10 servants who are to occupy till his coming, represent manifestly the ministry at the closing of the gospel dispensation. Well, the closing of the gospel dispensation is when probation closes at the end of the 12th parabolic hour that we're in right now. And his citizens accordingly represent the laity, the subjects of his kingdom. Together then, his servants and his citizens make up his entire kingdom, church. As he sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us, the only conclusion admissible is that shortly before his return, the Yeshua shall inform his citizen that he has taken the reins in his own hand to set up his kingdom, and that they, upon hearing the announcement, shall refuse to submit themselves unto the one through whom he is to rule. And that one he's going to rule through, it would be antitypical David, which is the same thing as antitypical Elijah, which is the same thing as antitypical John the Baptist at the cross, which is the same thing as antitypical Elijah the Tishbite up there in Ahab's day in the Old Testament. Observe that in the message which they sent after him, his servants did not say, we will not have you to reign over us, but rather, we will not have this man to reign over us. Okay, it says, what they objected to was the Yeshua reigning over them through someone else. Clearly then, before he is coronated, and prior unto his return to reckon with his servants, he appoints a man to reign over them in his stead. Whereupon they say unto him by their attitude and stand toward his message, we will not have this man to reign over us, although this man, as we now see, is the antitypical David, the simple means, the visible king. Thus, when the Yeshua returns and reckons with his servant, He rewards the faithful ones in the proportion as they have increased the principle with which they started. But condemns those who have had no burden for the working for the soul and for the advancing of his kingdom, and who have been content for the letting him do without their services. For this unfaithfulness, he takes from the power, light of truth, with which he had entrusted them, showing thereby that all are to be held responsible for every ray of light, for every lost moment, for every neglected opportunity, and those who will not have him thus reign over them shall at his return be slain before him, as were those who rebelled against the Yahshua's government in the olden times. Okay, for the Jews at the Yeshua's first advent misunderstanding his mission, because they were blind as to what the message, the ceremonial service taught, and as to what the prophets wrote concerning him, misconstrued his doctrine of the kingdom, dearly coveting the fruition of their long-held hope of the kingdom. They were upset by the Yeshua's strange teachings and were ready to stone him to death rather than to have their errors exposed before the multitude, whom they kept in darkness. So it is with the church today. She is as blind to the message of the hour and to the truth of the Yeshua's kingdom as were the Jews in their day. And as the message knocks at her door with the warnings, her answer is, "Go thy way. I am rich and increased with the goods and have need of the nothing." Though she is wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. For the church of the Yahshua's day was determined to have the kingdom set up then when not all was yet ready for it. For the church of today is determined not to have it now, when the end of all things is at hand. 1 Peter 4:7. When the time is fully come, the Jews wanted back the kingdom which they had lost, a kingdom of the sin and sinners. They were eager to be freed from the Roman bondage only, instead of from sin and sinners also. Consequently, when the Yeshua said, "My kingdom is not of this world," John 18:36, they would not have it so, whereas the church today, blindly ignoring the scriptures, which plainly declare that the Yeshua is now to set up his spotless kingdom and is to free his people, not from the Babylonian bondage only, but from sin and sinners also, is determined to put it off until after the millennium. Such is the ironic perversity of the natural heart, even in the very face of the fact that in every way she is seen on the very verge of the eternity. In her purified state is our next subtitle. in her purified state, in the one of his grandest prophecies, Isaiah projects in the lineaments unmistakable the great and the typical counterpart of the Exodus movement. And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was unto Israel in the day that he camped out of the land of Egypt, in Isaiah 11:16, as the Passover and the slaughter of the firstborn, first fruit, who had not the blood on the doorpost released, Yahweh's ancient people, from the bondage of the Egypt, so shall the untypical Passover, Ezekiel 9:4, Isaiah 66:16, free the first fruits, the 144,000, his firstborn now, from the bondage of sin and sinners today. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of the Jerusalem from the midst thereof, by the spirit of the judgment, and by the spirit of the burning, and the Yahshua will create upon every dwelling place of the Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by the day, and a shining and a flaming fire by the night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. There shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of the refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain, Isaiah 4:3-6. For a more detailed exposition of the Exodus movement in the type and antitype, read the Shepherd's Rod, Volume 1, page 64-111. In the light of the present truth concerning the kingdom, the following prophecy, along with the numerous other relevant prophecies, is self-interpreting. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down on thy throne, O Jerusalem. This is talking about David, and typical David's kingdom to do this. This is at Daniel 2:44-45. In the days of these kings shall the Yahweh of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed or left at the table. But it shall strike the image on the feet that represents all the wicked nations of the world, and it shall grow into a mountain and fill the whole earth with a purified, righteous, 100% church. Loose thyself from the man wrought bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For this saith Yahshua, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. For this saith Yahshua, my people went down aforetime into Egypt, but to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without the cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahshua, that my people is taken away for naught? they that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yeshua, and not name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy Yeshua reigneth, the King of Israel. Thy watchmen shall lift up their voice with the voice, together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yeshua shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of the Jerusalem, where the Yeshua hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed a Jerusalem by his blood, where the Yeshua hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And that's the house of David. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Yeshua. Depart ye, go ye out from offense, touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Yeshua, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by the flight, for the Yeshua will go before you, and the Yeshua of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marked, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, for the kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Isaiah 52, 1 to 15. He says that. As seeing ourselves on the brink of eternity, we are impelled to join with the elder James White in his enraptured exclamation. Oh glory, hallelujah, my poor heart is set on fire for the kingdom. While I dwell on this sweet prospect before the true believer, if we hold fast but a few days more, the dark shades of the night will vanish before the glory of the preparatory scenes of the coming of the Son of Man. A word to the little flock, page 8. Only those who have a part in this antitypical Exodus movement will be privileged and to sing the song of the Moses and the Lamb, and to share in the promises of the covenant in the antitype. Only those who have a part in the antitypical Exodus movement will be privileged to sing the song of the Moses and the Lamb, and to share in the promises of the covenant of and the antitype. Behold, the days come, saith Yeshua, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according unto the... Let's read that again. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, the Father, that I will make a new covenant with the house of the Israel and with the house of the Judah, not according unto the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Yahweh, that this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. They, in those days, say to Yeshua, or say to Yahweh, for I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Yahweh, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31:31-34. For the old covenant or agreement between the Yahweh and his people was based upon the promises of both parties to witness. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Yahweh, thy Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Yahweh will sit thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. For the Yahweh shall cause an enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before the face, thy face, for they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. For the Yahweh shall command a blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Yahweh giveth thee. The Yahweh shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Yahweh and walk in his ways. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Yahweh, Deuteronomy 28:1-9, Exodus 19:8. Well, this first covenant reaches from the time it was ordained unto the imminent and final ingathering of the 12 tribes as a kingdom. We're like about 15 minutes from page 35. These verses show, I'll read this again. This speaketh the Yahweh of Yeshua of Israel, the son of Yahweh, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith Yeshua, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith Yeshua, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave unto their fathers, and they shall possess it. Jeremiah 32:3. These verses show vividly that the Yahweh is to validate the sacred covenant when he brings his people again from their captivity, while subsequent verses fix the time of this liberation or ingathering. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yahweh of the host. that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Yeshua, their king, and David, their king, visible king, and typical David, whom I will raise up unto them, Jeremiah 30, verse 8 and 9. For this prophecy, we observe, did meet its fulfillment in the return of the Jews from their captivity in the ancient Babylon, because at that time, Yahweh did not raise up David, their king, for they did not in fact have any king at all of their own, that were under the Medo-Persian rule. That's what they're under today. We're under the Medo-Persian rule again because Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is antitypical Cyrus, the king of Medo-Persia, the antitype today. For the prophecy, therefore, can be applied unto no other time than today, when both Israel and Judah shall be joined into the one great kingdom, established in the everlasting righteousness. Then they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Yeshua. Consequently, the fact that there has never been a time from the day that this scripture was written, even unto the present day, that every one of the Yahweh's people, as a church or a nation, has known the Yahshua and kept his commandments, again proves that the fulfillment of the second covenant, of which the Exodus movement was a type, is yet future. How long, says the Yahshua, wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Yahshua has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Jeremiah 31:22. This woman must be symbolical, for no one person can possibly encompass or encompass another. How long, says the Yahweh, wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Yahweh has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Jeremiah 31:22. For this woman must be symbolical, for no one person can possibly encompass another. She must for this reason be a symbol of the church, and a man must be the Messiah. She shall at that time have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, purified the church, Isaiah 4:4, Testimony, Volume 5, page 80. Then will he be unto her a wall of the fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her, and will dwell in the midst of her, Zechariah 2:5-11. Though many variously raised their voices against the Yahweh's establishing the seed of the Israel as a righteous and holy nation, free from the sinner, they shall fail to overthrow the plans of him who giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by the night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. For the Yahshua of the host, son of the Yahweh, is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Yahshua, then the seed of the Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Yahshua, if the heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Yahshua, Jeremiah 31, 35, 37. as the promises are made only unto Israel, the seed of the Abraham, the original vine, which has been trodden down. This vine must therefore be raised up, then the penitent Gentiles, by virtue of the adoption in the Messiah, shall be grafted into it, and only thus become of the planting of the Yahweh. I say then, hath Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Elohim hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of the Elohim, how he made an intercession unto Yahweh against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altar, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of Yahweh unto him? I have reserved unto myself 7,000 men which have not bowed the knee to Baal, to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according unto the election of grace, and it is, if by the grace, then it is it no more of the works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of the works, then it is no more of the grace. Otherwise, works is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election, the 144,000, hath obtained it. So who is this Israel then that didn't, that was seeking for it but didn't have it, didn't get it? That was the Seventh-day Adventist today. Because it says the election, that's 144,000 that come out of the Adventist ranks, obtained it. And the rest was blinded. And the rest of the Adventists were blinded by the General Conference. Got them blinded to that false Catholic doctrine of the three-in-one person of the Godhead, that false Catholic Trinity doctrine that they raised up in the Adventist Church by the General Conference president of the Seventh-day Adventist. According as it is written, Yahweh hath given them the spirit of slumber. The Seventh-day Adventist has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, let the table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles. So, Yahshua then is being taken to the Gentiles by his apostles. And teaching them how they are to be saved as well. That'll be saved through the blood of the everlasting covenant, Hebrews chapter 10, 19 and 20, the new and living way, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak unto you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are of my flesh. And that's Paul talking about the Jews, the tribe of Benjamin, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of men be but the life from the dead? For if the first fruits of the Jews be holy, the lump, Jew and Gentile, is also holy, And if the root, the Jew, be holy, so are the branches, whether they be original or grafted in. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, a Gentile tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root, and fatness of the good olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou Gentile bearest not the root, but the root the Jew. Thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of the unbelief, they were broken off. Because they wouldn't believe in the plan of the salvation of the brother of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, the new and living way. That's how come they were cut off. They wouldn't believe it. And thou standest by the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, the new and living way. Be not high-minded, but fear, for if the Yahshua, for the Yahweh the Father spared not the natural branches, the unbelieving Jews, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of the Yahweh on them which fell severely, but toward the goodness if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in the unbelief, shall be grafted in, for the Yahweh is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is well by the nature, and weren't grafted contrary unto nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness and part is happened unto Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, they shall come out of the Zion, the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from the Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sin. As concerning the gospel, or the teaching of the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, the 144,000, they are beloved for the Father's sake, for the gifts and callings of the Yahweh are without the repentance. For as you in times past have not believed Yahweh, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that though through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For the Yahweh hath concluded them all in the unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of the Elohim, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Yahweh, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and unto him are all things, and to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far, for the Yahweh has called me, Israel, from the womb. For today, this is present tense today, and the one that's reading to you now, this stands for him as well. For Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand hath he hid me. and made me a polished shaft in his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work before my Yahweh. And now saith the Yahweh that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob, to bring Jacob his posterity again unto him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Yahweh, and my Yahweh shall be my strength. That's just going to be glorious in the eyes of Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, and Yahshua shall be my strength. We too may say, though the whole world may reject Yahshua and his message, the message of the plan of salvation, the blood of the everlasting covenant, how they are to be redeemed, yet we will trust in the Yahshua. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of the Jacob and for the restoring of the preserved of the Israel only. For I will also give thee for a light unto the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah 49:1-6. In other words, those of the Israel who declare the sealing message of the 144,000 to the Seventh-day Adventist Church shall also declare Yahshua's glory among the Gentiles, thus be his salvation unto the end of the earth, and bring all their brethren for an offering unto the Yahweh out of all nations. Isaiah 66:19-20. This brings in verse 36, our contact at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archives now to hear this message and more. We're going to close now.